Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Return to Texas, where the migrant crisis may be on the verge of getting a whole lot worse. But now we're learning that thousands more could be on their way from Colombia, from Panama, from Peru. That could triple the number of migrants.
Get it under control, or you have it under control. We will get it under control.
I'm right on top of that, Rose.
It is a human tragedy, and we are addressing it as best we can.
I'm right on top of that, Rose. No.
And I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation.
I am on top of
it. Yeah, you're on top of it.
And I'm on the bottom.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We cannot continue these hateful and xenophobic Trump policies that disregard our refugee laws.
Wait, what?
The American people are fed up with this. They'd like some leadership from the White House, from President Biden, from Vice President Harris, but they're certainly not seeing it. It's because the White House is not willing to embrace the policies that work.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Last night we told you about the referendum question. They're gathering signatures now to put a ballot question on the November 2022 ballot, and that is to repeal or prevent the TCI, Charlie Parker's dream tax of raising the gasoline tax from 24 cents, perhaps as high as to 62 cents. And if you want information on that, go to stoptcitax.com and find out how to get your petition to round up the signatures. We have to get over 80,000 certified signatures. So that means you need probably over 100,000 signatures just to turn into this city and town clerks. And you can just find out if you go to stoptcitax.com where to get a petition, and you can get one sent to your house, and round up your friends and neighbors and try to stop the Charlie Parker from destroying the Massachusetts economy. Now, there's another ballot question that is being promoted by the state Republican Party, among others, and that is to make a voter ID state law in Massachusetts. Obviously, that would never get through the legislature because the legislature is 4-5-1 Democrat. So that's another ballot question where 80,000 signatures are going to be needed to put it on the November 2022 general election ballot. And joining us now on the line is Tatiana Simorog. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. She's a Russian immigrant, a widow with three young children. She ran for state rep last year, and she's the one of the chairmen and one of the 10 signatories on the original petition to put the voter ID ballot question before the voters in November of next year. Tatiana, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Howie, so good to be back. Thank you for having me.
Well, listen, tell us, first of all, tell us what the law would do if it were passed by the voters next November.
So the law would require folks to present a government-issued photo ID at the polls in order to vote.
So it would still be
easy. It's as simple as that.
It would still be easier to vote in Massachusetts than it is to get a chicken parmesan in New York City, right?
Oh my gosh!
It doesn't seem like it's that much of an imposition. You got to produce a driver's license to get a library card, I believe, right?
Exactly. It's so common sense. In fact, one of the most common things we hear as we're collecting signatures across the state, as folks line up to sign these petitions, the number one thing they say is, finally, this. Where has this been? Where has the Mass GOP been all these years? And my response is, it had to be Jim Lyons who finally came to take control of the Mass GOP to start doing something. Because let me tell you, our party, as you know, has just been busy eating steak dinners instead of doing much. So here we are. It's taken a widow with three kids out of the former Soviet Union to co-chair together with Maureen Maloney this petition
right.
initiative.
Who we've had on the show done. Many times. Yeah, her son was killed by an drunk illegal alien a few years ago in Milford. It was a horrible story. Tatiana, tell the listeners what they should do if they want to get involved in this campaign to make voter ID a law in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. What website can they go to find out where to get a petition?
Yes. The number one thing that's running already is a Facebook page called Committee to Bring Voter ID to Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. And then we do have a page that's going to be live very soon. It's massvoterid.com. And have patience with us. We are running on all fumes and steam to get this up and running. And also, we will be conducting almost on a daily basis gathering signature efforts across the state. And this weekend, we're going to be, I'll just advertise right now, Big Y in Westfield, location East Main Street and East Silver Street,
yep.
Market Basket in North Andover and Rowley, Big Y in Milford, Wegmans in Chestnut Hill, Stop and Shop in Pembroke, and also my favorite location, Marshfield. There's a Star Market there. It's an incredibly active spot to get your signatures submitted.
Okay, so a lot of people are in the car right now. So if they want to find out where they can sign this weekend and every weekend going forward, the Facebook page is called the Committee to Bring what?
Voter ID to Massachusetts. Committee to Bring Voter ID to Massachusetts. We will try and go ahead and advertise all the locations for this weekend on there.
Okay, and that's where you could also, if you want to get involved in this and actually get a blank petition form or several blank petition forms, if you know people in various cities or towns, because you have to have a different petition for each city or town. So you can't have it, like we're in Needham right now. We can't have someone from Needham and Wellesley and Newton signing. You have to have three different petitions for the three different towns. So where can people go to get the petitions, Tatiana?
Reach out to me, Tatiana Med, as in med student, at yahoo.com. Reach out to Wendy Wakeman, wendywakeman@yahoo.com. Even the chairman himself, Jim Lyons, would love to hear from you. His email is repjimlyons@gmail.com. We will get you those sheets, and we will provide personal training on how to gather these signatures.
Yeah, it just requires maybe 5 minutes of work to being told what to do and how to do it and make sure that no signature goes outside the little box and all like that. It's very basic stuff. And again, it's kind of fun to actually get the signatures when you get into it, you know, and it's something to do. And you come back to your house and you have 50 or 100 or however many, 20 signatures, and you can feel like you've actually accomplished something. And it gives you something to do whenever you got a chance. And so I would assume too that you can and once you get the petitions, you can just get them at any time. Someone comes over to your house, or you can pass the petition around at work or at the church or the club you go to, wherever, right?
Absolutely. One of the bits that we always say to folks is it's time to get off the couch. We've been complaining in our own little echo chambers, and we got to get on up and start actually acting to bring about change. And this is a great opportunity. Grab a sheet, go to your neighbors, go to gatherings, birthday parties, whatever it may be, and get some of those signatures. It's as easy as that. And you know what? It feels great. It feels great to actually know that you're actually doing something that is very worthwhile. We're going to get this done, Howie. This is going to be a historic, wonderful thing for Massachusetts, finally.
All right, Tatiana Cimarog, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
You got it.
And I'll see you on the campaign trail, I'm sure, in the course of the year. So Go to the Facebook page right now, Committee to Bring Voter ID to Massachusetts, and they'll soon have their website up, but you can go right there at the Committee to Bring Voter ID to Massachusetts, find out where you can sign this weekend, and find out where you can go to get your own petitions if you want to get some signatures. Need 80,000 plus signatures certified by the middle of November. So it's not insurmountable, but it's some work. It requires over 1,000 signatures a day, and we want to get started early. Tatiana, thank you very much, and we'll be doing what we can, and I hope everybody will get involved in this. To all our listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So, if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
We're not just gonna let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who should BLM be more angry with concerning the Texas tourists? Carmine's Restaurant or Bill de Blasio?
Bill de Blasio, no doubt about it.
95% for Mr. de Blasio.
Yeah. Carmine's was just deputized against their will. They were conscripted, you might say. I thought the draft ended back in 72, 73, but not for the vaccine passports.
By the way, Ed O'Keefe from CBS, he's in the White House press corps.
Yes.
He gave kind of an explanation as to what was going on inside the Oval Office with Boris Johnson. He said, Boris took three questions. White House aides shouted down U.S. attempts to ask questions. I asked Biden about southern border, and we couldn't decipher what he said. As we were leaving, I asked the president for his reaction to the situation on the southern border. Due to shouting by White House aides, the noise of everyone leaving, and the president wearing his mask, we could not make out his answer. Update. We have played back the tape, and part of the president's answer is decipherable. I asked for his response to the situation on the southern border, and he says in part, violence is not justified. Nothing else was decipherable.
Oh, is he referring to the reins, which they're calling whips? Apparently he is.
Rawhide.
What a fool. I mean, I guess he's not even a fool. He's just a doddering old codger. But, you know, yesterday, Mayorkas, the DHS secretary, said everything was under control and our borders are... Okay, let's play the Mayorkas cut from yesterday, cut 5.
We have reiterated that our borders are not open and people should not make the dangerous journey. Individuals and families are subject to border restrictions, including expulsion. Irregular migration poses a significant threat to the health and welfare welfare of border communities and to the lives of the migrants themselves and should not be attempted.
How about Americans who don't live in the border communities? Ah, we don't give a bleep about them. We don't really give a bleep about the Americans in the border communities. I just felt like I had to say something. So, okay, listen, he said the borders are not open. So that was yesterday. This is Biden today. I think this is in New York when he was at the UN. Cut 12.
Mr. President, what's your reaction to the images from the southern border?
Get it under control.
Get it under control or you have it under control?
We will get it under control.
Wait a second. Our borders are not open. That means it is under control. But he's saying we will get it under control. So your secretary lied yesterday? He spoke with forked tongue? Is that it? Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
How you doing, Howie? I'm in New Hampshire, and I just went to vote, and it's basically a preliminary primary.
Yeah.
Right, in Manchester. And you go in, you show your ID, and they find your name on the paperwork.
Yeah.
They highlight your name when you go in because they check it with the ID, and then you go vote. I don't understand. This is foreign to me that Massachusetts doesn't do this.
Most states don't do it, Dan. You know, I mean, really? I voted in Florida in last fall for the, I think it's the first time I ever voted outside of Massachusetts, or at least the last time and first time in 40 plus years since I moved back from North Carolina. And it was great. I'm with you. I mean, I thought I was really happy to produce my Florida driver's license. And, I voted in West Palm Beach, not in Palm Beach. I voted in West Palm. And I felt great about it. And I knew everything was on the level and on the up and up. I mean, if you have to produce a driver's license for every other damn thing, I just signed a contract to do a little bit of work on a documentary for very short money. And when I signed the contract, I had to produce a driver's license, right? If you buy property, you have to produce a driver's license. Again, as I said earlier, if you want to get a book out of the library, you don't have a library card, you got to produce a driver's license. If you want to get a beer at Fenway Park or at the Patriots Stadium or whatever they call it, you have to, Gillette Stadium. And, you have to produce a driver's license or some kind of ID to do anything. And voting is about the most fundamental, important right or privilege that you have as a citizen. And they don't want anyone to be carded for that. I mean, it's okay to require blacks, if they want to have a meal in New York City, to have to produce a vaccine passport, which is a lot more intrusive than some state ID, whether it's a driver's license or something else. How ridiculous is this? I mean, it's all a scam. And these mail-in ballots, all the years, several European countries tried the mail-in ballots. They didn't work. Guess what? They were susceptible to fraud. It's just like they don't have a tax on wealth, because if you put a tax on wealth, not earned income, but wealth, the wealth leaves. And all the countries that tried a wealth tax learned it, and they repealed the wealth tax, and they repealed mail-in ballots. And, we're going in the opposite direction, because the Democrats want to tear down society. They want to level the classes so that everybody is poor. So that there's no money for there's no capital for business and economic formation, and there are no honest elections. If you don't have an honest election, then what do you have ultimately? And by the way, too, another thing they don't want is rule of law. You can have rule of law or rule of man. Those are your choices. And I think if you think about it for more than a minute, you'll vote for rule of law. I'm Howie Carr. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. So when the world gets too loud, I create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people, or to stay calm with some guided meditation. And let me tell you right now, no matter your soundtrack of choice, Raycons are the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. Raycons start at half the price of the other premium audio brands and sound just as good. And they come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. So you really can't lose. Give them a try. You'll see what I mean. Get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your Raycon order. Buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
People are talking about all the things they need an ID for to do in Massachusetts or any other damn place for that matter. That's why we need voter ID laws. And again, go to the committee to bring voter ID to Massachusetts. That's the Facebook page, and they'll soon have their own website as well. But if you want to sign the petitions, or even better, get a blank petition or a couple of them, and round up your friends and neighbors who live in your town and the neighboring town or city. 508, I have to have an ID which is scanned and stored by Speedway just to buy cigarettes in Massachusetts. 781, if you go to a national park and use a credit card, you have to show a license. Guess the Democrats only care when they want their money. The VIP here tonight is from Central Mass or Western Mass, depending on how you look at it. And he's staying overnight here at the hotel across the way. The first thing they asked him for when he checked in tonight was his ID. You know, I mean, that's, when was the last time you weren't asked for your ID when you checked into a hotel? Canadian election was paper ballot only yesterday. No fraud. Voter ID is required in Arizona, too. You can't open a bank account without government ID, says 857. How are these folks without ID cashing their checks? 781, when I went to vote in my town in Massachusetts, I walked into the precinct with my license in my hand and was yelled at because they were not allowed to ask or look at them. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I remember one time I went with the mailroom manager. We drove over together, and she said, oh, I hope I brought my driver's license. And I looked at her and I said, how long have you been voting in Massachusetts? Your driver's license and voting? I mean, it's non sequiturs. Let's see, 844-500-4242. Library cards are free, but you still have to produce ID here in Watertown. Yeah, you do everywhere, right? Everywhere. 844-500-4242. I want to play a couple of cuts today. Governor Sununu of New Hampshire was on with Jack Heath on Good Morning New Hampshire, and he sounds like he's running for the Senate to me. And Jack was asking him about that, and let's play cut 26 with Governor Sununu this morning.
But what are they trying to achieve here? Again, are they trying to bait me into running for a race that I would win? Are they trying to bait me into just getting out there and reminding folks how I've supported family planning contracts year after year after year? I'm not sure what their goal was. And look, I guess on the bright side, it's the first time we've seen the delegation in a long time, right? So, you know, I guess they don't spend all their time with cocktail parties with AOC and Chuck Schumer.
Ooh, yeah. So they're going after him. So, you know, because Maggie Hassan is not the strongest Democrat in the barn, and she's been running behind Sununu in some of these polls. So here's Sununu talking about the Democrats, 27.
They should be talking to the Federal Reserve about how to control inflation. They should be talking to our military about what went wrong and the action items that need to be taken out of Afghanistan. They should be talking to Homeland Security about what exactly is happening in the border crisis, the human trafficking issues there, how the drugs are coming into New Hampshire. That's their job. And they're spending a Zoom call criticizing me on something I support? Talk about deflection.
And again, here's more on deflection from the New Hampshire congressional delegation, cut 28.
They're scraping for anything they can, not just in terms of the 22 election, but deflecting from what's going on in Washington. What's going on in Washington is a disaster, and they don't want to have to turn and say, gee, Joe Biden isn't doing a good job. Right. Joe Biden isn't managing. And maybe we as the federal delegation have a responsibility and part of that leadership.
That's why they're in Congress, Governor, as you well know, because they don't want that much responsibility. They just want to do what they're told by respectively Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, two really high-quality human beings, as we all know. Cut 25.
Look, if they're trying to really get me to run for the U.S. Senate, these basis attacks on me, I suppose, are a way to do it. I mean, I think it just saddens a lot of people to see such a lack of leadership from our federal representatives. Their strategy is to sit back and hide, do nothing, hoping that their constituents won't criticize them, but that's exactly why the citizens of New Hampshire are frustrated.
Sounds like he's dipping his toe in the water. And that's with Jack Heath on Good Morning New Hampshire. One more cut from Sununu. Cut 24.
Look, as former governors, both Hassan and Shaheen know that I can't force the executive council to vote a certain way. And they know I've supported these family planning contracts. And I have for years. And so to hold some Zoom press conference to deflect from their own failures in Washington, it's shameful.
Shameful. I like that. Deputy Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Deputy Bob.
Howie, thanks for taking my call. I haven't talked to you for a while. I had a few hits on the Trump line there a while back with the hello, Joe Biden, my old friend. Which is a good one. I'm just coming off the road here. I'm working for a local law enforcement, can't say who, assigned to ICE. We're driving all over the place trying to move people. In 2018, there were 13 facilities holding detainees, as they call them, or illegal aliens who also had multiple criminal offenses. Now we're down to 3. So yesterday got 340 miles, 60 miles today. But I just had to call you because Adam Lang had called me at the beginning of September, invited me to that meeting down in Fall River about this initiative here, this petition initiative. And Tatiana was down there with her daughters, and she was very inspirational. So I just wanted to call you and thank you because you just gave out more information than I got from going to the meeting down there. When I did go to the meeting, they had asked me to be the chair of the Fairhaven, Mass. Republican Town Committee, so I accepted that. I don't have a lot of time. I'm retired, but I'm still that, you know, in spite of state worker stuff, the pension is not a golden parachute.
It is for Billy Bulger, Deputy Bob. It is for some people, but not the guy that worked here. He's from, he knows what I'm talking about. He knows the places where it can be a golden parachute. Massport would be another place. The MBTA, the state police. I know what you're talking about, though, Deputy Bob. It's for most former state workers, it's not a golden parachute. Thanks for the call, Deputy Bob, and I'm glad you're working on these petition drives. And again, this is a way to keep their feet to the fire. This is a way to keep them honest. You know, I mean, there's nothing saying that they can't go in and change these laws even after they're passed. And but you got to do something. You have to do something to try to keep them honest. And I said we can't lose hope. And somebody texted me immediately back at the top of this hour. You know, hope is not a strategy. Well, it's not a strategy. So you got to go out and do some work and at least sign the damn petitions if you can't actually get a few signatures yourself. And, you know, stay involved, talk it up, and try to do the best you can. 844-500-4242, 603. I see so many Hassan commercials on TV. They are in full panic mode. Oh, they are. I think they thought that New Hampshire, they had those two Senate seats forever from now on, and now they're flipping out because they're behind. I mean, I know Massachusetts has infiltrated New Hampshire, and I know what you call people from Massachusetts and New Hampshire, and believe me, I don't necessarily disagree with that description of us as bodily orifices up there, but you know. Most people in New Hampshire still work for a living. And if you work for a living, you're getting screwed. 844-500-4242. And voting Democrat will increase how much you get screwed. 413, don't forget about the Turnpike Authority. How could I forget about the Turnpike Authority? Ugh, the Turnpike Authority. Billy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Billy.
Thank you, Howie. I just want to make a couple points, okay? So there's only one party now. It's a socialist party. The Republicans have no backbone. They're part of them. And another thing I want to make, right, a comment about this liberal media. They don't think it's going to affect them with all this illegals coming in. I'm sure they have families.
I know. I mean, that's why I read that that piece from the American Thinker saying, you know, all you people think you have some kind of immunity. You know, no one's going to be immune if this society goes down, Billy.
I agree. You know, it's think about 50 years ago. Would the American people let this going on? These people just don't care. They just want this socialist agenda, and it breaks my heart. You know, I'm concerned about my children. We worked hard all our lives, your children, everybody, and they just don't care about us, Howie.
No, they don't. I mean, again, you know, Obama called us bitter clingers. Hillary called us deplorables. Joe Biden, during the campaign, said that illegal aliens were better citizens than actual American citizens. It's, you know, they don't like us. And you see the same thing in Boston, where it seems like, you know, if you're from Massachusetts, if you grew up here, places like the Globe and the woke politicians that have moved into the city of Boston and into Massachusetts in general, they just want to eliminate everybody who came from here. You know, that somehow we have the mark of the beast on us for being locals. You know, it's amazing. You know, I was talking to a guy about it today. You know, a guy from Boston, and I said, you know, I remember in the 60s, it seemed like every house in the state needed a coat of paint. I mean, the whole state was run down. And now it's, you know, you can say what you want about the state. It's in a lot better shape than it was economically. There's more prosperity. There's more jobs. And like all of us who've been here the whole time, they're treating us like we're fungus on, you know, that just has to be removed. They don't like people like us. All right, 844-500-4242. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. When the world gets too loud, something I love to do is create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. I left them at work last night, and when I woke up this morning, I went out into the kitchen, and guess what was playing? Seals and Croft. The mailroom manager had Seals and Croft on. I said, I'm not going to ever forget my Raycons again because I can't listen to this 70s bubblegum crap music. The great thing about Raycons is you just slip the Raycons into your ears, or the person you're with, whoever it is, slips the Raycon into their ears, and you're not bothering each other with the kind of audio, whether it's a music or a podcast or anything else that you don't like. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people, or to stay calm with some guided meditation. Or you just need to slip something into your ear and give you something so that you don't hear music that makes you crazy because it's so bad. Let's face it. Sometimes you may like somebody a lot, but you don't like their music.
Is it really all that bad, Seals and Crofts?
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad early in the morning. It really sucks, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I'd rather have Alan Sherman.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Let me tell you right now, I'm not going to get inflicted with Seals and Croft again. I'm going to always have my Raycons with me from now on. They're the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. They start at just half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. And Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. Create your own soundtrack with Raycon. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
Oh, my God. Ugh.
See, that just scores me points with the mailroom manager.
The only thing worse than Hummingbird is Diamond Girl. 844-500-4242. Why can't we play something good like Gary Lewis and the Playboys? I was thinking about that. I may tell that story on the documentary, and I went into the elevator with Zip Connolly and asked him what his favorite Gary Lewis and the Playboys song was, because they'd just been testimony that he'd gotten a diamond ring from the Winter Hill gang. So you're saying, was it Tears of a Clown? I had listed all their songs. I'd written them down on a slip of paper so I was yelling the song titles out in the elevator because he couldn't escape. And then just as the elevator door opened, oh, I guess it was, this diamond ring doesn't mean what it did. Now Gary Lewis and the Playboy.
This diamond ring can be something beautiful, and this diamond ring can be dreams that are coming true. And then your heart won't have to break like mine did.
This diamond ring was stolen by Joe McDonald, and he gave it to Johnny Modarano, and they reset it and gave it to Whitey to give to you, and then you told us all the people that were ratting us out to the FBI so we could kill them. Oh, Zip Connolly, what a great guy he was. I want to get into all that stuff. I hope I have a chance to explain it all on this documentary. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Yes, Howie, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I'm sick and tired of everybody blaming this administration for what's going on at the border. Okay, I don't blame Biden. I don't blame Harris, Schumer, or Pelosi. You know who I blame? I blame Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, and the border of California. Why can't those four states and all of us in the United States get together and get down there? Like 3 or 4 million people.
Well, you don't want people just running around with guns down there. And I mean, the state of Texas, it's so out of control in Texas that now the governor of Texas is saying that he wants to hire all these border patrol agents and give them Texas state badges and let them go to work. But you know, they'll be right in federal court before an Obama judge. And they'll be ordered that the federal government has the ultimate authority, and they'll be stopped that way. And you're not going to get into New Mexico or California anyway, because those states have Democrat governors, and they're in on it. You know, I mean, they would never, you know, Governor Newsom or Lujan, Governor Gresham Lujan they'd never admit that they're in on it, but they're Democrats. This is Democrat Party policy. This is the fundamental transformation of America that they're into, and they don't want it to stop. And it's insane. And I don't know if you've seen this, but there was just a poll that came out. I think it was yesterday. The Hispanics in Texas have a 62% unfavorability rating for Joe Biden. 62% among Hispanics. Because they know what this is. This is, you know, if you're Hispanic American, you're an American. You know, that's the bottom line. You're not Hispanic. There's no Hispanic citizen. There's only America. You're an American or you're not an American. This is not good for Americans, period, of whatever ethnic group. Oh, God. It's time to go home. I can't take this Seals and Croft pap. My ears are bleeding. I'm Howie Carr.
Months ago when we hear